Item number 32 is from a budget amendment, 18015 from 2011. It's from the Director of the Department of Human Resources relative to an update on total compensation at Milwaukee County. This is an informational report unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you very much. Ms. Jenkins?
Chair?
Ms. Evans?
Ms. Evans. That's it. I was looking for a name. Ms. Evans. Yes, thank you, Ms. Evans.
Yes.
Would you please give us your report?
Sure. To the chair and the supervisors, I'm Katrina Evans. I'm the new, I've been here now almost 6 months, compensation manager for the Compensation Division of Human Resources. Before you, the previous year, there was a compensation, or what they called a total compensation survey conducted for Milwaukee County. And just to give a little bit of insight for that particular survey, it was indicated or entitled Total Compensation Survey. However, most of that detail didn't really sink in as it relates to true compensation matters. It didn't kind of sink into our key benchmark jobs as we needed to narrow down into. Also within there, it was directed that the Director of Human Resources will provide some background as well as some strategic initiatives moving forward to rectify some of our concerns. And for that, she's put together this overall inclusive summary. And it kind of breaks down to talk about some of our action items. It talks about my hire date. And it comes into we received a new or replaced the compensation analyst, so we do have a new analyst, and that was effective in September. Also, we more or less retitled what they had as an HR specialist, and it's actually been classified now as a compensation specialist. The duties have been aligned for comp. Along with that, we've pretty much partnered with the comptroller area with regards to the information system. As it relates to a lot of our compensation strategies, aligning pay, aligning job classifications. So to give you a little bit of insight with that, the payroll department pretty much was owning not only the payroll side of HRS, which is Ceridian, HPW, and HR didn't have anyone to own that. And as I came aboard, I took ownership of the HR side of that so that we can actually streamline and ensure compliance with not only our FLSA compliance, but also EEO, and then really get us narrowed down with our compensation strategies so that we won't have to come forward and you see those kind of strange things on those reports. So we've kind of started putting our hands around that. Also, we spelled out with regards to meeting with DAS, kind of talking about the merit process as well as the equity, how its budgets align. And then going into our 2013 fiscal year, develop a four-phase approach to going and looking at all the jobs within Milwaukee County, doing a thorough analysis of those and evaluation. And when we say active jobs, that's pretty much all of our current positions that we own, also the with regards to retiree contractors and seasonals. In that, we're expecting to come out and have standardized job descriptions, ensure FLSA and EEO compliance, also ensuring job classification when it comes to job grouping and titling, because right now we're all over the map, and ensuring equitability, understandability, and legal defensive strategies. So right now we're not able to formally benchmark with our peer sets and non-peer sets because our titles are just extreme. They're not aligned appropriately. Some of the titling that we have today do not align with the function and duties that has been set. So this study, as we go through Milwaukee County for next year for all the jobs, we will make sure that we get those compliant. The four-phase approach assumes that we've strategically aligned set departments based on function, and those functions narrowing down the job duties to align that to four phases within a year. So you should have that detail within here as well.
Ms. Evans, I humbly apologize to you. I remember when you were hired and was introduced, I was looking through my sheets because I see your name kind of like at the on borders or whatever.
Yeah.
I was looking for it, and then I just could have looked right here, and I apologize.
It's okay.
Any questions of Ms. Evans? Comments? Supervisor Schmidt.
I have more than a comment than a question. I just think this is fairly needed when we brought in new HR and all the changing we're doing and stuff. I think one of the things we've always talked about, you know, we talked about pay ranges and getting job descriptions based upon, you know, really what in comparables and through departments, so we get people in the right pay ranges, don't have to come with these advanced steps, or if we put people in right to start with, or where they go. So this is something I think seems like it's a priority. I would highly encourage that, and we're talking about talking to our employees, and we come with a budget, then maybe when we talk to employees, also find out, well, is this compensation the key, how much you make, or if you're going to get some incentive, is your compensation package more important than you know, how much you actually make or how much salary you have to get? You know, these are the things we, you know, debated in the budget a little bit, and we had a little bit different perspective, but, you know, we have some data that backs it up. You know, if I hear 90% of employees would rather have a raise than have their benefit package, you know, taken care of, then I'm fine with it. You know, so if that's part of this also, then I'm really in favor of it.
Yes.
And it is. I guess I'm
yes.
Some nods on that. Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other further comments, questions? Supervisor Stamp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Who's the compensation analyst?
Sally Garski.
Okay. And you guys put this together in 6 months?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. From day one, I came in and took a look at some key benchmark jobs and found out that we pretty much moving the market on some, we're lagging the market on others, and then we have some anomalies in others. But I say the biggest part is we have a lot of inequities. So the biggest part that while we're going through this process is we're definitely going to take a look at the first part, the EEO compliance. And with regards to that, that is age, gender, and race.
Okay. So by the completion of this strategy, all positions will have a compensation structure.
That is correct.
Okay. How many positions are there?
As far as positions, there are a little bit more than 4,700. As far as jobs are concerned, we're talking a little bit more than 940.
Okay.
So once again, we're focusing on the jobs. Positions are pretty much the incumbents. So we're definitely going to focus on the jobs.
All right. Well, I commend you on this strategy. Any word on the employee handbook? How are we coming with that? I know that's a little bit wordy, though.
Sure.
Is that coming along?
Absolutely. We have the final, the 10th version right now. We're pretty much ready to roll. What I decided to do is there have been a lot of, I think, concern over the past several months. There were some items brought forward to this committee for some proposed changes on things, grievance procedures and different things that for a variety of reasons the committee wasn't ready to make some decisions on. So what I decided to do is just simply take those controversial items out, publish a handbook that's really a snapshot of some of the basic policies and guidelines that we've got at the county, and then at a future point when we're ready to move forward on some other changes, we'll just do a revision. So we're getting ready to publish that first round, which, again, isn't going to have some of those changes I'd initially kind of hoped to have in there, just simply because we want to get into employees' hands so they have a resource.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. I'd entertain a motion to receive and place this item on file, so that goes to our supervisor.
You have. Go ahead.
Supervisor Haas says move that this item be received and placed on file. Thank you, Supervisor Stanford. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Receive and place on file, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stanford.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 7-0.